Welcome to Elevate Care Insights. This is Gradle, and today we're going to look at some of the different kinds of applications that you may be having to fill in as part of your tender applications. As a business owner, it's really essential for you to understand the steps and strategies to focus on for a successful tender and bid application. So if you learn the intricacies of requests for quotations, RFQs, invitation to tender, ITT, and all the other types of tenders, you will have a good understanding of where to put your energies, focus, how to submit your tenders. The corporate world is filled with acronyms that sometimes resemble secret codes. The procurement process includes acronyms such as RFQ, Request for Quotation. You may be wondering, why would I worry about these acronyms? So it's really important that you understand it. They're not just buzzwords, they actually mean something. And I'm going to start off with RFQs. RFQs are an essential component of the procurement process. Understanding them may do wonders for your company. So I'm going to look at how RFQs work and why they're important. We'll also look at how they fit into the procurement jigsaw and how to utilise them most effectively. RFQ, or Request for Quotation, is a critical component of the procurement process. It officially encourages providers to submit price offers for services that the customer needs. Consider it a tool to collect the information and evaluate offers from possible merchants before making a purchase. When a corporation wants to purchase products or services, it generates an RFQ document. They also provide their needs, such as product specs, quantities, and delivery times. The paper, the RFQ document, is subsequently sent to possible service providers who are requested to give quotes based on the parameters. The RFQ method enables purchasers to collect competing offers from many bidders. It enables people to compare cost and quality in order to make an educated purchase choice. It also enables providers to demonstrate their skills and compete for the buyer's business. Steps in the RFQ process. Requests for estimates occur in many forms and sizes, but they often follow six critical processes. Number one is preparation of the document. A properly written RFQ should begin with an introduction to the organisation and its operations, as well as a need statement. Then enables providers to clearly articulate their solutions to meet that demand, while also providing the buyer with a fair method of selecting the best answer. An effective approach to do this is to give bidders a template intended to extract the necessary information in a manner that allows for simple comparison. Time invested in preparation will save time and stress later. So the person making the RFQ begins by preparing the necessary documents, identifying explicit requirements with feedback from internal stakeholders to ensure they're incorporating all of their needs, which are at least definition of the needed items or services with full specifications, delivery requirements, quantities, payment terms, the suggested assessment strategy, review procedure and time frame for decision making, specifics of the agreement and criteria for submission. Step number two is define the supplier list. The RFQ might be available to all potential bidders. The global market is ever changing and new players emerge on a regular basis. To speed up the process, the person making the RFQ will consider running a pre-selection event before submitting their RFQ to a closed list of authorised bidders. This is the time at which they evaluate both financial and operational threats. Step number three, send out the RFQ. The RFQ must provide clear instructions for completion and submission by the due date. The person making the RFQ know that it is critical to give a bidder ample time to craft their answer. The buyer's terms and conditions should be included as an attachment to the request for quotation. During the bid preparation stage, there must be a way for any prospective provider to ask clarification questions and obtain responses. All bidders should get the same information. Many service providers provide hosted solutions and e-sourcing software, which may automate various aspects of the process, such as Q&A and response sharing. Bidders may submit their proposals together with the necessary supporting documentation and receive alerts. Step number four is collect feedback and evaluate findings. Bids, whether received by an automated system or manually, must be kept secret to guarantee a fair outcome. Best practice is close bidding on the due date and reopen all bids soon after. Step number five is picking the winning vendor. The review process is made simpler and quicker by using an efficient, well thought out template. The winning bidder will be the one who offers the lowest price for the products or services requested while meeting all selection criteria. A clarifying procedure may be required, as well as small agreements to get the desired outcome. The transaction is only finalised after the contract is signed. And step number six is to notify all other bidders that the contract has been granted, and thanking them for participating and also that they may be needed in the future. So don't be frightened of the acronym RFQ. Embrace it. You need to understand it. To write a good RFQ response as a supplier, consider these steps. 1. Understand the requirements. Thoroughly review the RFQ document to understand the buyer's requirements, specifications, terms and conditions. Make sure you understand what's being asked of and what the buyer expects. Step 2, provide accurate information. Ensure that all information provided in your response is accurate and matches the requirements outlined in the RFQ. If you have any questions or need clarifications, don't hesitate to ask the buyer for more information. That is part of the process and they will expect it. Highlight your experiences, number 3. Showcase your company's expertise, experience and capabilities relevant to the RFQ. Provide details about past projects, relevant certifications, qualifications and any unique selling points that differentiate your company from the competitors. Step number 4 is offer competitive pricing. Provide a detailed and competitive pricing structure that aligns with the buyer's budget and expectations. Look at the Excel spreadsheet, see what they're asking you for. Break down costs clearly with transparency, including any additional fees or charges that may apply. Step number 5 when responding to the RFQ is demonstrate value proposition. Clearly articulate the value proposition of your offering. Explain how your product or service meets the buyer's needs effectively, efficiently, and with added value. Step number 6 for you when completing the RFQ is provide supporting documentation. Include any necessary supporting documentation such as product specifications, certifications, case studies, testimonials and references to bolster your credibility and demonstrate your ability to deliver on your promise. Make sure you keep to the deadlines, submit when you need to. Please make sure that if you're submitting early, that you are really ready for that early submission, but do not submit late because you won't be considered. Step number 8 is make a good presentation. Sometimes RFQs ask for a presentation, so you need to think about how you can get that done professionally if you can't do that yourself. If you're writing it yourself, please do use the tools that we suggest for you to use. Check your grammar, your formatting and your language. If there is a presentation which needs a PowerPoint presentation, make sure that you have enough sufficient knowledge to do that. Make it easy for the buyer to understand your proposal and find the information they need. Number 9 is follow the instructions. Really, that's, I can't say that enough. Follow any specific instructions provided in the RFQ regarding formatting, submission process or additional requirements. If you don't follow them, you will fail. And number 10 is review and edit. Before submitting your response, thoroughly review and edit it to ensure accuracy, coherence and completeness, including typos, errors, inconsistencies that will detract from your professionalism and from your proposal. So follow these steps and you can increase your chances of writing a compelling RFQ response that effectively communicates your company's strengths and meets the buyer's needs. Please don't forget to like and subscribe and hit the notification button.